Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of our podcast. When our child dies, whether as a baby, an infant in the womb even, a teen or an adult, our world shifts dramatically. When my daughter Becca died, it bothered me that there wasn't a word for those of us who have lost a child. I know what an orphan is, what a widow or a widower is. I mean, that was my son-in-law now. But who am I? Who are we? I know there are no words that can describe our pain, but why isn't there a word that unites us, drawing us together in this lifelong club that none of us want to be in? Well, today I want to talk about a word that is very close to my heart, and it is the word bereaver. Some of you know this word well, and you know exactly what it means. Some of you are new, and maybe you're hearing it for the first time. I want to take time today to unpack that word, not just as a definition created for grieving parents, but as something that touches the core of our identity. But we're going to go even deeper, not stopping at bereaver, but digging down to who God says we are. Because while bereaver describes our experience of losing a child, connecting us to others who share the same experience, it's not the center of who we are. It is not our final identity. And there is a reason that this matters, because your identity determines your direction. Your identity determines your hope. Your identity even determines how you stand when the enemy comes against you in your place of suffocating darkness. Now, since there was no word for those of us who've lost a child, it kind of made me feel there was kind of a void, almost feeling a bit alone, because I'm not a widow, I'm not an orphan, and not having a word to use to describe the identity of my deep loss, it just didn't feel right. One day I found myself doing a bit of study on certain words that now pertain to me, and I discovered that the word bereave comes from the root word reave, which means to be deprived of something, to have something violently taken away, to be robbed or torn away. And that described how I felt. I realized by putting a PA from the word parent in front of that root word reave, and then add the suffix OR at the end of the word, meaning one who is, I got the word bereaver. P-A R-E-A-V-O-R. So the word literally means a parent who has been deprived of their child, one whose child has been torn away by death. This word helped to fill a heartbreaking gap in my vocabulary and to give grief a name that validated the love and the loss of my daughter. And for all of us who have lost a child, it's not just a word of sorrow. It's a word that acknowledges that I am a parent, my child existed, my child is loved, and my child still matters. And the word bereaver, I feel like it says, I do not walk this alone. When I use it, I can picture a circle of parents locking arms, not because we want to be in this club, but because we have found each other in the wilderness and in the darkness. But here's what I want to say very clearly. Bereaver is part of our identity, but it is not the foundation of our identity, because there is a much deeper identity underneath it. You see, pain tries to rename us. The death of our child, the grief that we're going through, it tries to rename us as broken, abandoned, unloved, failure, forgotten, hopeless, all kinds of things. I'm sure you could add to this list. And the enemy whispers these words to us. But God gives us a different name. He calls us His child. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become the children of God. We need to let that sink in, because we're not identified by what was taken from us. We are identified, let's personalize it, you are identified by the one who has claimed you. And this is why Christmas means so much more to us as Pereavers, as we are entering into this season that can be so difficult and so brutal for us. God sent His Son as a baby, not just to enter the world, but to enter suffering in this world. Jesus was sent with a mission. Have you ever thought about that? Jesus was born for the purpose of dying. He was sent to break the power of death and to make a way for eternal life. Why? Because God never intended for your story or your child's story to end in death. When Jesus came as a baby, when He died and He rose from the grave, He opened the way for two things that matter deeply to us. The first one is we will live forever with God, with our child and those we love. This isn't just spiritual poetry or something nice to say. It's a promise. Jesus said in John 14:2, I go to prepare a place for you. I know when we talk about child loss or I lost my child, that's true. We lost them in the sense that they're not here anymore with us. Almost like I lost my sense of direction or I lost my thoughts. Not like an object or, you know, so-and-so is lost in direction or we can't find them. But our children, they're not lost in the way that we don't know where they are. Your child has not gone into nothingness. I feel horrible for people who believe that. Our children are more alive now than they ever were here. They are already where we were created to be, eventually safe. They already are where we were created to be, safe, healed, whole, wrapped in the glory of God. Now, I am convinced of this. Even if you might be questioning or fearful of this, that maybe your child isn't in heaven waiting for you, because God says it is not His will that any perish. His love for our child, believe it or not, is even greater than our love for Him. And I am positive that He made every way possible for your child to accept His gift of salvation, even at the moment he or she crossed over. I believe at that point, if they hadn't received Him yet, He will reach out and give them one last chance to say, yes, I believe in you. I want to be with you. You don't have all the information. So instead of living in fear, you can choose to live in faith that your child accepted God's gift of eternal life at some point, and you just don't know about it. I know the painful side of the truth that we are still here without them. But the fact that eternity is real means that death cannot have the last word. The manger and the cross stand as God's declaration that your child will never be taken from you again. The second thing that He opened a way for is that we have a life worth living until that reunion. Jesus didn't just save us for heaven. He saved us for today. He saved us for the rest of our time here on earth. Now, I want to remind you gently what Romans 8:37 says. And I say this as someone who's lost a child. I've been where you are. This verse says that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. more than conquerors. That's really hard to comprehend at this point, isn't it? But that means it's even through our grief, even through the enemy's attacks in our place of darkness, even through the dark nights and the sobbing tears. Now, this doesn't mean we don't fall apart. It doesn't mean we don't cry or wrestle or question things, but it means the story is not finished by tragedy. We were created for and still have purpose. I know some of us don't like hearing that. We are not just supposed to survive, but God has made a way for our lives to continue to have meaning and purpose. We're not supposed to just wait to die to be with our child again. I remember back in those first 2 or 3 years, it was so hard because I just felt so empty, and I can't live out the rest of my life just living in a shell waiting to die. We are walking toward heaven with purpose and strength because God is walking with us, because we want our child to be standing next to Jesus, full of pride when he tells us, "Welcome, good and faithful servant." So the question can become, how do we live from this deeper identity? Well, we hold two truths at the same time. I miss my child so deeply that words fail. I can't even put into words the pain that I'm in. But I also am loved by God so deeply that death cannot break that love. We can say, I am a bereaver. This is part of my journey here on earth. But I am also the beloved child of God. That is who I am forever. And because of that, we can begin to live again. Because of Jesus, you have authority over what the enemy has thrown at you. Because of Jesus, you can walk in meaning and purpose again. Because of Jesus, you have hope, not just for a moment, but for eternity. You know, the thing that's so wonderful is that we tend to think that our child is in our past, but our child is in our future, and God is walking with you until you get there and continue on through eternity, right? So let's kind of put all this together. We are bereavers. We have endured something that feels impossible. We have walked through a pain that most people cannot comprehend. But before we were bereavers, we were children of God. And after our grief and the death of our child, we are still children of God. Bereaver describes our journey. Child of God describes our identity. One is temporary, thankfully, and one is eternal, also thankfully. The enemy wants you to define yourself by your grief. God defines you by his love. You may be a bereaver, but you are not defined by pain. You are defined by love, both your child's love and God's love. You are a child of God. You belong to him. And because of him, there is hope. Let's just take a minute to pray. God, we thank you that even in our darkest moments, you see us, you hold us, you call us your children, you cry with us. You truly are Emmanuel with us. Help us, Lord, to walk in that truth today, this week, this month, and in the coming year. Help us, Lord, to remember who we are, not just in sorrow, but in salvation and for eternity. We are bereavers, but we are bereavers with hope. Father, Holy Spirit, help us to live in that hope, in the strength you have for us as we wait for the day we hold our child again and we are no longer bereavers. One of the most important things I've learned on this journey is that we were not meant to walk through child loss alone. We need each other. We need a place where we can share honestly, remember our children without judgment, and be surrounded by other bereavers who understand what our hearts carry. And I need that as well, which is why I created the GPS Hope Patreon community. Now, this is not just another online group to join. It's a place where we come together as bereavers and we support one another as we continue to find identity, hope, and purpose. It's a place where I can share extra encouragement, deeper resources, conversations that are just for us, because it's a safe place where I can open my own heart in ways that I have not done in the past. And as a side note, joining the Patreon community will also help us keep this podcast going without needing to bring in outside advertisements. I want this podcast to stay focused on ministering to your heart, not interrupting the flow with commercials, trying to sell you products. And the Patreon community makes that possible. Even the smallest level of support of just $5 a month makes a real difference as several of you come in on this together. It all adds up. And it unlocks things only available inside our Patreon family, like personal updates, behind the scenes encouragement. Now, that's the Seed of Hope level. You can also join at what is called the Reflections level at only $10 a month. And with that, you will also receive 3 weekly reflection questions to take you deeper into the podcast topic each week. This is something you can do on your own or you can use in a support group. And then there's the community level at $20 a month, where you will also get a monthly invitation to join me personally in a Zoom call. So if you have been listening to the GPS Hope podcast and you've been finding hope here, please consider being part of a supportive community of bereavers who get it. I would love for you to join us, because this journey was never meant to be walked alone. You can join us at patreon.com/GPS Hope, and you will also find a link for that in the show notes. Did you know that we have bereaver bracelets? It's a special way to honor your child and to remind you that you are not alone on this journey. Our bereaver bracelets are simple, and they're meaningful reminders of the community you belong to. I know we don't want to belong to this community, but here we are, and we are here together. Now, these are black with teal lettering, and the word bereaver is on one side and hope is on the other side. So you can wear it as a quiet declaration of strength, love, and connection. Now, from now to the end of the year through the month of December, we are going to include one of these bereaver bracelets free in every paperback book order from the GPS Hope store. You can go to gpshope.org/store. Now, obviously, we're not going to mail it out if you order a digital book. And our Reflections of Hope book is a hardback book that is ordered through us, but it's sent straight from the printer. So any paperback book that we have in our store, we keep on hand. I will sign it for you, and we will include a free bereaver bracelet. And it's just a small way for us to say we see you, we remember your child with you, and you are part of this family. So if you would like to see the bracelet, or maybe you want to order some for a group that you're part of, you can click the link in the show notes or find it in the GPS Hope web store at gpshope.org. And if you order a book, once again, it's a paperback book that we have here that we can send out to you after I sign it. You don't have to order the bracelet, because we're going to automatically send it through the month of December. But if you do want more than one, you can order however many you want. Carry the reminder with you. You are a bereaver with hope, and know that you never walk this journey alone. So get your bereaver with hope bracelet. One last thing I want to remind you is to join me live for the next 3 Sunday nights of Advent on our GPS Hope YouTube channel. I'll be lighting a candle and sharing that day's entry from my book, Hope for the Future, an Advent Journey for Bereaved Parents. Sunday night, we lit the candle for hope. And off the top of my head, I'm thinking next week's candle is peace. I could be wrong, but I think it's peace. This is at 8 p.m. Central Time, and if you want more information, just go to gpshope.org/adventbook or click on the link in the show notes. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Ginny Redig was born on November 30th and is forever 21. Drew Jaggers was born on December 2nd and is forever 19. We celebrate the day these two came into the world and into the lives of their families. We know it will always be a special day worth celebrating. I would love to share your child with the listeners the week of his or her birthday. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays, fill out that form, submit it, and I will announce your child's birthday the week of his or her birthday, and Dave will send you an email to remind you to listen. Bereaver is a word that helps give shape to our grief. It's a way for us to reach out, to connect with others on this same unwanted journey to say, I see you and I understand. As a fellow bereaver, I see your pain. I feel like I know your heart. This community is your safe place, but I also want to remind you that you are more than your loss. We may carry bereaver as part of our journey, but our identity can go beyond what happened into what God says about us through Jesus. We are not defined by the worst day of our life. You are not defined by grief, though grief is very real. You are defined by grace, by love, by the gift of eternity with Jesus and with our children and those we love. We are defined by the greatest act of love ever given through Jesus. So until next time, by His love and by His grace, hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.